Agape make a Yiratzon on
it. Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay.
Briti
Shalom, and what page?
You don't know what page? You don't remember from yesterday? 367. So we said yesterday, we were talking about someone who was a... people were in this taiva, they burn out all the oils of the body, and then they become crazy. Their brain burns out, can't concentrate on things. So what's the advice? Lachem. Ikar ha'etza lemi shepagam belechot aguf. The main advice to the one who blemished in all the liquids of his body, right? Shakol panim. At least from now on, he'll begin guarding his eyes. Bikal, more than guarding the eyes, is machshavto, his thoughts. And won't let his thoughts go and fly all over the place. The machshavot v'teruf hadat, the thoughts and the craziness and confusion of the brain, of the mind. Umi she'eno matzliach le'echoz machshavto mi'yishotetu li'itarek. And someone who's so crazy, he's not able to focus his mind from going to thinking of these crazy things. It's good that it'll focus them even on material things. Look at a window and think about how this window was made out of metal and glass. As long as you don't think of, you're not allowed to think of and have images in your head that you don't have to have. Right? Look at a nice picture, read a nice book, even if it's economy book, I don't know what, a diet book, whatever you want, but as long as you keep your mind clean doing it for others.
That's why it's good to be on the top floor of the yeshiva. Because when you open up a window, you know, what do you see?
Yeah, well, unless you're close to the window, then you can...
No, but you see traffic.
Ki zeh yesod shekibalnu merabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu teaches a very, very strong thing. Very, very fundamental thing. Rabbeinu says that people think that their thoughts are free. I can't control it. It's going right, it's going left. I can't control it. It's not true. A man has the power to control his thoughts. He decides what he's thinking of. A man has the power to decide what he's thinking of. Right? Another thing, a person cannot have two thoughts in his mind at one time. Impossible. He's always thinking of one thing, not of two. Not of two. He's not thinking of two things. He's thinking only of one thing.
Is that true? 100%.
Only one thought.
What about multitasking?
What does that mean?
Doing more than one task.
So something you're doing from the unconsciously, not thinking of. For example, you're walking, talking on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Right? You're walking because you know how to walk, not because you're thinking now of the walking.
And you're talking on the phone.
You're talking.
And your dog is attached to a leash. I mean, you're doing a whole lot of stuff simultaneously.
You're not focusing on all the other things. You're focusing on one thing. You could do other things, but you're not focused on them. Your thoughts and that, what you're thinking of, is only on one thing.
It's like talking while changing your baby's diaper.
Yeah.
While keeping an eye on your other kids that are into the Play-Doh.
Right.
And making sure that the third one is not sticking a bobby pin in the electrical outlet.
Yes, on thoughts, but if you're going to only know what's going to be out and say, but you're praying, what's the core that's going to drive Polonia's thoughts? What's going to be the core? Is he going to concentrate on rectifying blemish, personal holiness, nullifying all the lust, and then the symptom would be that. What would be the target, the focus to do it? Because so you can be working on the thoughts, but what's the total? You know, is it a moon? What's the underlying cause that's going to drive? Keep the if you're not having the holy thoughts, then what's
the first thing is that a person has, there's two things. The first thing is not to think bad thoughts. Right? How would one do that? The best thing is to think about Hashem, think about Torah, right. Talk to Hashem, brothers, and so on and so forth. But some people are not there, right? And they're not able to do that. So at least think about some things and not about other things. natural, neutral things.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's okay. What Bema is saying. Okay?
So like the mission. The mission and thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. He's saying you guard the eyes, but he's saying also now guard the thoughts.
Yeah, talking about the thoughts.
Which is more important?
Which is more important?
Are they?
The thoughts is the goal. The eyes is, if you guard the eyes, you could work also on your... I'll tell you what, the thoughts, if a person sees, that's what he thinks. What you see, that's what you think of. Yeah? It's impossible to see.
Not to think about it.
Exactly. But in the meantime, he has all the things from the past.
Right.
Or at least, okay, right. Fine, so at least one
close,
ad.
But you still got these thoughts.
I'll tell you an example. Someone has an illness, Hashem Yerachem. He has cancer, like that. Yeah? And he's not going to take the hospital.
Chemotherapy,
yeah,
where he's
doing, yeah,
he's
doing natural healing. Fine. So the doctor tells him like this: if you continue eating regular, so you're probably going to die in a certain amount of time, probably, because you're helping the cancer grow. But if you prevent yourself from eating these things, you're also going to die if it takes a little bit longer. Right? So that's the preventing yourself is guarding the eyes. You want to take care of it, right? You have to also do things to get rid of it itself. And that's the working on the thoughts. Working on the eyes is preventing, why add more things to... It's a cancer, this illness of looking at women and all kinds of thoughts. It's a cancer, yes, that's what it is. Okay, people are with sugar.
The difference between... The example would be like having a vegetarian diet with plenty of vitamin C and garlic, versus eating at McDonald's with Big Mac and fries with GMOs.
I don't know these terms, but yes, you're right. You know these terms, Ezra?
No.
You didn't have McDonald's in your days?
McDonald's did have it in America, yeah.
And Burger Ranch?
And I got depressed when I heard they were coming over here, yeah.
Anyway, the difference between healthy and poison.
So anyway, so it's guarding the eyes, it's not adding more poison, right? Right? And if you see good things, also it helps. And besides that, then you have all kinds of garbage in your head also. You have to clean that out. How do you clean that out? You force yourself to think only good thoughts. And if you can't force yourself to think good thoughts, at least natural thoughts, neutral thoughts.
Up till now, the Rav didn't talk about guarding the thoughts. Up until now, the whole book is about guarding the eye. Only now did he start talking about thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't...
Because
guard,
of
if you can't guard your eyes, you can't clean the garbage out of your mind, at least do something like sing a tune, like a new...
Focus on something else.
Very good idea. Very good idea.
Yeah. Rabbeinu says a person has to get himself used to finding a niggun that he's attached to.
Is that why all these guys in the yeshiva sing? Every time I see him, they're singing.
Should always sing. What do you mean? Should always sing.
Abenu
says a person should not be used to singing a certain song that he likes, that could arouse him very much to get close to Hashem.
It's easier just to walk down the street humming a tune rather than looking around for women. You know, just look at the ground, or look at the wall, or something.
Or you could grab a personal guy and start dancing and singing.
Yeah. Ve'al zeh amar. Where's my phone?
It's 2 something.
Ve'al zeh amar Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And this Rabbeinu said that the Yetzirah, we have to change his name. He has a new name now. His name is Koach HaMedameh, the power of imagination. Because the whole power of the Yetzirah is from the imagination. Ve'ata kol echad yachshov. Now everyone could think. And what taiva, what lust is more imagination than this lust? This lust is completely imagination. Of what, are you going to be with all the women that you're seeing in the street? No, stop, you have thoughts in your head. Stop, shtiyot in the head. Right? And besides, okay, without the imagination, everyone knows. Someone whose mind is clean, he's either he's very pure or whatever, he doesn't even, excuse my words, doesn't even have an interaction. You can't tell. That interaction comes from what you think in your brain. You haven't, what you have in the brain. The whole lust comes from what you have in the brain. What you think of. Everyone knows this. Okay? And when everything finished, everything's over, you know, it's over. He doesn't even have lust anymore. What happened? He's out. And some people, which are, they're so after it, they have to have all kinds of more excitement and more excitement because it's not enough for them. Their imagination is full already.
It's an addiction.
All kinds of things and all kinds of, who knows, I don't want to even think about it. But yeah.
It's clinically an addiction.
It's more imaginary and more imagination and more imagination. And that's where you're enjoying the imagination. So you're crazy. You're enjoying imagination. You're nuts. A person is crazy. Person is crazy. מה זה כל השפע הזה? בשבילנו? הבעיה היא שלא מבינים שזו התאווה שפוגמת בשכל ובמוח של האדם וממילא בנפש שלו הכי הרבה. People don't realize that this taiva it does the most damage to a person's brain and the person's mental state. The most. And so the people put all kinds of emphasis in other things. They work on chesed and learning Torah and all kinds of things. They don't understand that this is the worst thing. This is the worst thing that destroys a person's brain.
I support that. I used to work with senior adults, and I once walked into a home, you know, assisted living center for senior adults, and the men came up to me and told me what they were up to. But these are guys with walkers, canes.
And they're 80 years old, 90 years old.
Yeah. And I said to myself, just listening to them, I mean, I could say it now, because now I can make a connection. I didn't make a connection back then. What they really needed was anybody coming in there and teaching Torah. They needed to get rid of the focus that they had. It was terrible. It was disgusting. And I don't want to tell you, they have security. What they did even was security that should have stopped what they were doing. But they needed to be... they wanted to be engaged. No, they just wanted to be engaged. But there was nobody there to engage them in Torah. So you're right. When you don't have that opportunity, or nobody's presenting it, your mind can just go off on its own or whatever.
It's very sad.
It's very sad. Very, very sad.
Okay. Stop with the focus on this.
No, the other reason that's important. These older people are going to be giving away all their money when they die. All their money's going someplace.
To where?
Who knows?
Tell them about me.
Many of them don't even have wills.
What don't they
have? A will. They don't have a will.
Why don't they have
so
one?
So the
state will take it, confiscate it, right?
But some of the stuff they need to, like, you don't know who comes in there. A preacher can come in there and talk about God. And he says, and I have this ministry, and we just have to get the word out, and I need financial support, but I don't want anything now. Make it out. I leave so much to... And they give you a piece of paper, a legal document.
They do that?
Oh, yeah. So I'm saying you can... We're losing not only money, we're losing souls in the way because people are not engaging in anything that's relating to Torah. And this goes on all across the country.
In Jewish places?
In Jewish places. I'm only talking about Jewish places. And I talk to other people all across the country this goes on. Nobody goes in there, nobody goes to see them with a Jewish document to sign. You know, there's so many widows in Florida that don't have anyone. You know, they can leave their money to the place that they are living in. They can do anything with it.
They can, and sometimes it's a lot of money.
They could leave it to here.
Not like my grandmother. That's very little each one. Each grandchild, $900.
It's important for us. We don't know anything, but we can open up a book and read a sentence and say, "What do you think about this sentence? What does it say to you?" know, anything. Even if
Yana, you want to go together to Florida?
What?
Want to go and make a trip together?
Yeah, sure.
You get the legal documents, I'll go.
And surprisingly, the majority of Jews now are very old. According to the Pew Research Institute, the average age of the Jewish population in America is 57. That was last year, so it's...
Because you left.
No, average meaning half people are under 57, and the other half are older than 57.
Okay.
Which means the Jewish population is much older than the regular population in the United States. They're dying out.
Who's dying out?
The Jews in America.
Maybe it just means that the goyim just die in a young age or something because they take drugs and stuff.
Well, that's another subject.
Well, we don't produce a lot of children, so the Jewish people get older.
Exactly, there's a lot more youngsters that have a lot more children.
The average fertility rate is 1.4.
1.4. I never had a 0.4. I only had one. Baruch Hashem, I had a 1 and I had a 0.4.